Welcome to Swingers,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hits. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content. Welcome to episode 7, Mythical Creatures.
Sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it?
It is a bit of a fairy tale this week.
In the mythical land of swingers and the sexually liberated.
I know, delving it deeper into it all, I think, because I literally learned last week that I don't know everything, which is annoying.
Oh my goodness.
I know, and I am a know-it-all, so we have found a very good
You must have been so disappointed.
I was, especially when I was like, oh, what's that mean? I'm like, oh. Yeah, so we've got some good terminology out for any newbie swingers.
Well, not even newbies, evidently.
Evidently, people that have been doing it 10 years, you still don't know what things mean.
There's just a whole dictionary of code words that we are going to unpick with you guys today.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exciting. And the mythical creatures, you'll find out soon, because there is some funny, like, names for,
yeah,
for certain things that people are into.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Oh, exactly. Can't wait. So what is on today's podcast? We're going to go through our normal what we've been up to.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at my product review of...
I'm excited to hear how you got on.
The strap-on. Yeah. Sexy story time, unfortunately, is back. But we've made a decision. I think it's more my thing.
Yeah. You say we made a decision. You told me sexy story time was back, and I think I went, hey.
Well, I did say, but
you're doing it.
I put a couple of polls on our episodes. It was requested, and I put a thing on Instagram as well. So four votes. Is enough to bring it back in my eyes. So if you don't like it, then you needed to vote on the poll. So that's coming back. Update on you. You're back, aren't you?
I'm back.
Been in MIA for a little bit, but she's back. Still not right, but we'll come to that. We're going to talk about South Coast Sexies.
Yes.
Social event.
We are.
A little bit more in detail about that. Little post, Instagram post we...
Could I open the Instagram floodgates again?
I know. Yeah. And then we're going to do an American update. American friends.
Our friends from across the pond.
Yeah. We've had a little message.
We have. It was very exciting.
How they're getting on. So, yeah.
Should we dive in?
I think we should dive in.
Should we muff dive into this?
Yeah. So
nice.
Well, let's. Well, should we? Yeah.
How are you? I feel like I've been in a. So just to update our listeners, because I know I have had some really lovely, I did check Instagram this week, it's the first time I've braved it. I've had some really lovely, like, get well soon messages.
Yeah.
So they're very appreciated. But so just to update our listeners, I have been very poorly.
Really poorly.
Yeah. I've had pneumonia.
Yep.
So not even like a...
It's not even like a cold.
Not even a wimpy little cold.
COVID, you know, it's serious.
Yeah. I've been floored.
Mm.
So I'm not feeling my best self, but I am back.
Yeah, you are.
And excited to be opposite my favourite Gush.
Yeah, I've missed
once
you.
Yeah, I know, I missed you. And Gush has been amazing.
Oh, thank you.
She's been looking after me.
Our listeners have also been really amazing.
They have.
I thought I'd just do something the other day to cheer you up. And I just said, you know, you're not feeling very well. You know, send messages of love or send a shitty joke. You know, we had some bangers, didn't we?
Oh, they really made me laugh. And then cough.
Yeah, so sorry about that. It's probably one of the worst things to do when you've got pneumonia. But I thought, as long as she's got a little smile on her face.
Well, it was so nice of you.
It's needed sometimes, isn't it? It is needed.
No, big shout out to Gush for looking after me and being an amazing friend.
You're welcome.
To OB as well, because he has had to deal with me just feeling like incredibly sorry for myself.
Yeah, sent me some beautiful flowers.
He did send me some beautiful flowers.
She's still going.
Yes.
Yeah.
And got me some like cheer me up sweets and chocolates and things. And just, you know, didn't complain about my awful, horrible, ill face.
No. You actually don't look bad. You sound worse than you are, you know. Do you know what I mean? You look
painful.
So we want to, yeah, mention today about our friends South Coast Sexies.
Yes, so I've been out of it and then returned to...
lots of things on Instagram.
I know. And they are holding an event, which is really exciting.
They are, yeah. So they're doing like a swingers social on the South Coast, and really lovely people that are running it. So, yeah, we've done a post. I think their next event is Saturday the 16th of March. If you're on the South Coast, you know, you want to meet up with some like-minded swingers and just maybe do, have a non-pressure, no-play event.
Is it at a vanilla venue?
Vanilla venue, yeah. So it's just a place you can go and talk to other couples, you know, you might want to go meet other couples. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say you don't, it could be after things happen.
But there's zero pressure.
Zero pressure to do anything. So if you're interested in going to these, if you contact South Coast Sexy, so that's SEXIES, on either Fab or Swing Hub. And I do think they might be on Pineapple Lifestyle app as well now. So I can confirm that, and I can add, obviously, their details on the end of this episode. So if you want to look at the episode details, how to get a hold of them, we'll all be on there. But yeah, really excited. And actually, 16th of March, I might see if I'm free. So if you want to meet a gush, you might see me on that event. You never know. What about our American update then? So you've been speaking to them again, haven't you, quite a bit? And honestly, this, I absolutely love her.
She's just great. We've been swapping war stories because, bless them, they've been poorly as well.
Yeah.
But I've got a lovely update through on Insta to say that they were... well, they'd heard the Pagan episode, which they loved. It's such a good episode. And they are working on another date.
Yeah.
So, I know, edge of the seat, waiting for updates. Even if they just end up fucking in a car park again. I mean, I just love it.
Yeah, we want to know, like, where are you doing it? Tell us, like, inspire us, you know?
they're such a cute couple.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, there's these things we might not hear next week. Sometimes you will end up chatting, like we could with Kaylee Davis, a year.
Yeah.
A year, they've been talking about it for a year. They might have met people, but they hadn't done anything up until that point.
I think the thought of it ignites something in their relationship. Yeah. And they're having just incredible sex, just fantasizing about the, you know, opening their relationship up to someone else. So
it is exciting. Really looking forward to getting an update from them and just say good luck, you know. And yeah, I'm sure you'll find the right person will come along.
And when they do, obviously.
Yeah.
We want details.
We want to know about it. We are massive
fans. Not miss anything out.
No. If you can go as much detail as possible, then I might have a midnight wank to it. You never know.
Might even use it as sexy story time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make it steamy. We want to know all the details. And yeah, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So this week's topic then, let's get into mythical creatures.
Yes. Yeah.
And where's it come from, you know? So
let's unlock the swingers code.
Unlock it. Because I was just researching the other day, and because I think I actually learned something new from having the wife on about dragons.
Mm.
So dragons is a swinging term. But I think we need to really, before we get that far in, go into it, because there's so many different swinging terms around it. It's confusing, because I was thinking the other day, I was like, okay, we're hot wifing, and I was trying to think of all the different dynamics couples can be involved in. Mm-hmm. And someone said to me, you know, well, unicorns and dragons and whatnot, well, they're not really swingers. But actually, according to this, so this is
the most commonly used swinger terms.
Yeah. And it's from our 4rplayblog.com. So it's really, really in depth. It's worth having a look at. And again, we'll pop the link on our episode details. But for a start, I think, what is a swinger?
Yeah.
Let's get right to the basics. So it's a person, typically a couple, so it's not always a couple, who practices consensual non-monogamy by engaging in the swapping of sexual partners and or group sex.
Yeah.
Swingers are typically couples, but can also be individuals.
Yeah.
So then it's sort of mentioning unicorns and bulls, but we'll get to that a little bit further down. So what is the actor swinging blush?
So the actor swinging is a type of consensual non-monogamy where a person engages in sexual activity with people other than their partner in the presence of or with the permission, which is very important,
consent
of their partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's not cheating because everyone's aware and everyone's consenting. Mm. You know, everyone's happy
it's
in
not,
the situation.
It's not a lifestyle choice if you're not good at communicating. No. I don't think it's... A lot of the couples that we've spoken to, communication is just so key.
Yeah.
And such a key part of their relationship. They're so good at being able to say what they want. And
rules, boundaries.
Rules, boundaries. They discuss everything.
But I think really swinging is individual to the people in the couple. You know, it really is. Because you might have somebody that's gone to their husband or the husband's gone to the wife and say, I really have this urge to do this.
Yeah.
They might say at that point, well, okay, we'll consent for you to do it, but I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah.
Some people are happy to give that consent initially.
It's very individual,
yeah,
communication is so key because, you know, you obviously love and respect your partner. This isn't like a,
it's not
I
a betrayal.
Don't want to be with you anymore,
yeah,
so I'm going to go off and do this. This is like, I love you so much, but I want to explore this.
Yeah.
This side
I've got
it.
An itch, you know, that needs scratching. Yeah. It might be they have a certain fetish and kink and the other partner's not into it. And that's absolutely fair enough, you know.
There's lots of different reasons people get into this lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing they do have in common for a successful relationship within this lifestyle
is communication.
Yeah,
yeah. And this takes us on to like the next bit that I think really swinging and swingers is kind of like an old fashioned term.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's now referred to, you'll hear people talk about the lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
AKA
the
lifestyle, or it's referred to as LS as well. So again, that is the kind of the new swinging community. Instead of them saying swinger, because I think you've got the negative, you've got the old people.
I just think
a party with a fishbowl and your keys are going in and you don't know who the hell you're going to be.
It's always kind of people who are like, I think the common misconception is it's like middle-aged, old married couples. They put their car keys in a bowl. A lot of them are wearing brown corduroy.
Yeah.
It's just not like that.
It's not like that. And I think that's why we've kind of adopted the lifestyle more than anything. So you will hear people refer to as well in the swinging community about play.
Playing.
And I think that's quite important to understand what that means as well. So it is to do with sexual intercourse in the lifestyle, but it doesn't always involve intercourse. So yeah, play would just mean, you know, essentially, you know, oral or, you know, foreplay. Doesn't have to always end up in full-blown sex.
No.
But yeah, let's clear that up.
So the universal symbol for swinging.
Yeah, if you don't know, the universal symbol is an upside-down playful.
It acts as a mascot or a logo for the swinging lifestyle, and it is widely assumed by the general public that swingers find other swingers by putting a pineapple in their shopping cart upside down, or putting an upside down pineapple on your porch like a jack-o'-lantern, or I'm guessing that's American, pumpkin, indicating you were looking for other swingers. It used to be
Bambus grass,
whatever it's called.
Yeah, it is. That really tall grass that looks like feathers.
Yes.
So I'm sure my mum has said to me before, oh, look at them. They're definitely swinging legos in their garden. I'm like, what? How can you tell by that? But apparently...
I mean, I remember years ago...
It's easier to see than a pineapple on a porch, isn't it? You can see it was driving down the mail.
I've ever seen a pineapple in a porch. It'd be really odd.
Not yet, you haven't.
Not yet, I haven't. I think, fine. I mean, the most kind of modern day thing would be just finding people on apps and stuff, and it'll go in the socials. But I've never seen anyone walk around local supermarket with a pineapple upside down in their trolley either.
No, I haven't. I can't say no.
I'll be looking out for it now though.
I think there's just so many apps and stuff now, and I think for me trying to find people to follow on our social media, if you've got a pineapple username, I will find you and I will add you. And that's what I look for. But yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, there are people that like collect kind of pineapple sort of...
People have tattoos. I've seen tattoos now. And yeah, there's clothes. Yeah, so I think people are more...
It's just a signal to like-minded people, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
But it is so like commonly known now that it's almost not used, because if you want to swing in secret...
Be discreet, yeah. Because there is a discreet element for people as well. But yeah. Next little terminology, getting right into now the mythical beasts. Because one of the terminologies is unicorn.
Yeah.
And we have spoke about this before in our episode with the wife. But what is a unicorn? It's a single female who participates in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So they will often join a couple and play together with them in a threesome, or play with a member of the swinging couple separately. So that's, again, what they do. All depending on everyone's rules and boundaries again. Mm. So it's individual. And they may even be asked to be part of other forms of group play. And again, the name is there because they seem mythical, majestic, and apparently hard to find. But
I need to know where to look.
I think there's more and more popping out of the woodwork now.
Yeah.
Because there are single females that don't really want a relationship, quite like the couple element and them being in love, and want to share that experience with them, I think. So what is the male equivalent then?
So not as majestic sounding, actually.
No.
It's a bull.
Boring.
A bull.
And
a single male who participates in the lifestyle often will join a couple for hot wifing, cuckolding, and threesomes, or may be asked to be part of gangbangs or other forms of group play.
Mm.
So... it's funny how when they talk about the unicorn, they don't talk about hot wifing or cuckolding. But when it comes to the bull...
Because I think the hot wifing and cuckolding is about the wife. It's about them getting pleasured.
But, you know, some wives love watching their husbands get off.
But I think
some wives
different...
are the cuckold, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what a wifing cuckold is. But
I don't know. Maybe we need to think on our own name.
We should. So, yeah, it's not mythical. And the reason why is because there's so many single garments. Yeah. It's saturated, isn't it? Like, you only have to go on Fab. Yeah. And
We talk about Fab being like a sausage fest quite often.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're not common. They're not rare even. They're very common.
Also, tune into Instagram, because if I get a funny Fab message, I'm now posting them.
Oh,
so there's about five on
Is he
there.
Still going?
Oh, probably. I haven't checked recently. I need to get an update. I think he watches when I'm online. As soon as I'm online, I happen to have a message from him.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. We are.
Hey. Can you peg me? Peg me?
Yeah.
Can you gush in my face? Diving into our fairy tale, we have unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
And we have dragons.
We have dragon. And this was something we learned quite well on the podcast, really. So
do you
even know it?
We did.
And that is a bisexual single male who participates in the lifestyle by joining and playing with bisexual couple.
Mm-hmm.
They have the name dragon, as like unicorns, they are
hard to find. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hard to say.
And this is something I was discussing the other day and sort of explaining to somebody else as well, the difference between soft swap and full swap.
Yes.
Again, you may hear that sort of bandied about with regards to sort of meets, you know, are you... soft swap or full swap? So what is it? Soft swap is...
Well, it's sexual intercourse with two couples at the least, where couples will swap partners and participate in oral sex with someone other than their partner. Soft swap couples do not participate in penetrative intercourse with anyone other than their own partner. But I will... There's a caveat to that, because I've spoken to someone when we've gone to a club before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there without his wife. And he said to me, when they're not together, I think he called it soft playingly.
Mm-hmm.
So he will participate in playing with someone, but not penetrative sex.
Okay.
So, and she's the same. If they're not together, if they go out separately, they have permission to soft play only.
Mm-hmm.
When they are together, then they have like different rules.
Again, so, it's individual, isn't it?
It is very individual.
But then generally soft play means not having full sex, whereas your full swap with be sexual intercourse with at least two couples, where the couples will swap partners and participate in penetrative vaginal intercourse with someone other than the partner. So that's your main differences, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And vanilla.
Not just my favourite ice cream flavour.
Is it your favourite?
Yeah. Funny enough, I am very vanilla when it comes to my ice cream.
To your ice cream?
Yeah.
I like pistachio, me. So vanilla is a non-swingers or not swinging or kink related, and it can refer to people, events or activities, and it is not used as an insult, Gush.
Or it shouldn't be used.
It shouldn't be used as an insult. It's not. And I think because we talk about vanilla venues and things, you know, most venues are vanilla venues, aren't they?
Yeah. Unless you're walking into a dungeon or a sex club, then it is a vanilla venue. There's not. You're not safe to just whip it out. Fingering on the dance floor, really.
I mean, there's a few nightclubs that I frequented as a teenager where that was definitely happening.
I'm sure we've in one recently, actually. Not so distant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't, I mean, this is a sort of night out we're used to, but this is actually what we're here for.
Yeah, no. So some additional... So I think that's the main things, but there are some sort of additional ones because I was like, oh, okay. So airtight.
I haven't heard of this before.
So I was like, it rings a bell, but I wasn't too sure exactly what it was. But simultaneously, anal, vaginal and oral intercourse.
Nice.
So when you're plugged, every hole is plugged, you are airtight.
Airtight.
Yeah, there's no air coming out of you.
Bareback,
yeah. So it's penetrative sexual intercourse without a condom. Mm-hmm. So it's not often practiced in the lifestyles.
No,
that's because I think that's a big myth, I think. And people say, oh, you're in the lifestyle, loads of STIs.
No.
Not the case. I think that we're the most sensible community out. And yeah, we take it important. I think if you were to do that in the lifestyle, there would be an abstention like from anybody else. You'd both get tested. And then within, a few days of your results being back and you not being very well, you might then consent. But again,
you need to take your sexual health seriously. And it's not just testing monthly or bi-monthly or whatever. It is testing with every sexual partner.
Before every new partner, I think, you need to get a clean bill of health.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be putting people at risk and having that awkward conversation.
No, absolutely.
No, so be responsible. BDSM.
Well, we've definitely covered this.
So it's an acronym for bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission, and sadism, and masochism, actually. All of my favourite things.
You're going to break into song in a minute.
I know.
These are a few of my favourite things.
This was a new one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Bi comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've heard of bi curious.
Yeah.
I've heard of bisexual, which we'll come to. But bi comfortable. So again, those who enjoy sex with the opposite gender and they feel comfortable with some activity with others of their same gender, but may not prefer it.
Okay.
Which is, again, preference, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you might, in the moment, be up for that. Bi-curious?
Yeah.
Was this
I've heard of bi-curious. There's a bit of a...
Are you bi-curious? So I'm definitely bisexual.
I would probably say, looking at this, maybe... bi comfortable or bi receptive, but we'll get to bi receptive in a minute. Yeah. But there is a bit of a stigma. I'm going to say this now with people who refer to themselves as bi curious. And I learnt this at one of our socials that we went to a little while ago. So I was talking to someone because this is what I do. I just talk. I talk and I learn and I take notes. And this individual was bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
She was a unicorn. And she said to me that she does not like, if she enters into an encounter with a couple, she does not like people that refer to themselves as bi-curious. She doesn't want to be used, in her words, she doesn't want to be used as an experiment. She would rather be with people who are bisexual.
I'm like that.
Are you?
Yeah.
But then how do you know? How
I'd be more comfortable with someone that... knew what they were doing. I don't want to be someone's exploration.
Yeah, but then how would someone know if they were bisexual without being bi-curious first?
I know, but I mean, there are people that will play with people that...
I just didn't realise there was a stigma surrounding it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never referred to myself as bi-curious anyway.
But this is why I won't meet people that are younger, because I'm like, well, you've not been around as long as me, so chances are you're not going to have the experience, you know, and that you're not...
Oh, my darling, I'm telling you now, younger men.
They got the stamina, but yeah, and they can repeat, and then, you know, that is the impressive side of the younger person, but sometimes they're a bit too eager. Do you know what I mean?
I'll take all the eagerness.
You can have them, I'll have the experience. How about that?
I sound like a keeger, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not keeger.
I am.
It does make me giggle a little bit.
Nils.
That I am older than TIB.
It's fine. So, yeah, bi-curious then. So it's people that enjoy sex with the opposite gender and are also interested in exploring with others of the same gender. So you've got that, I'm attracted to women, I've not done anything with women, you maybe have kissed and stuff like that, but you've maybe never taken it further, but you are...
One of the things that really surprised me in Fab, actually, was the amount of bi-curious men.
Yeah.
And obviously, like... there's been occasions where I've known people on there. Like, I haven't said anything and I'm just like moved past and blocked or something. But they put themselves down as bi-curious. And I'm like, oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's it. Again, I think it's just a bit of a stigma about it.
There is, which is a shame. It is, you know.
Be open, be happy.
Love is love, people.
Love is love. If you're attracted to certain gender, then you're attracted to certain gender. No problem. So bisexual, me, sexual attraction to the same gender as well as their opposite gender.
And we've got bi-receptive as well, which is being comfortable letting others of the same gender perform sexual activities on or with them, but are not comfortable reciprocating for the same gender.
Yeah. So that's a bit selfish, but I guess.
Well, is it? I mean.
No, I reciprocate. Ask the wife.
Yeah,
I reciprocated so much, she reciprocated on my face.
Yes, so I was there, I heard it all.
Exactly.
Sounded like a water balloon being dropped on the floor.
Bi-situational then, this is a new one for me, but my receptive was as well. Well, I think I knew about it, I just didn't know the name. The name. Someone who may not always choose, prefer to have sex with both the opposite, their opposite, and same gender, but does sometimes enjoy sex with members of the same gender under the right circumstances or the right situation. So I guess if you, maybe this, we could put it back to, if you've gone to a club, you might only play with women.
Yeah.
If you go, if you're in a club setting, because you're in that environment and actually your day to day, and when you're looking to be for meat, you might not go for that.
So like, yeah.
So you would be in a situation, wouldn't it?
In like a partnership, maybe they wouldn't look for that, but
yeah. You've gone to like a social after party and you might think, well, when in Rome, I think that's when when in Rome, right, okay, I'll lick a pussy. Try it, you know. I think we know what this one is, bondage.
I mean,
my fetish, one of mine, many. A fetish which includes the tying, binding or restraining of a person for the sexual, aesthetic and or psychological pleasure of the parties involved.
Yeah. We do love a bit of bondage, I think. The next one's making me laugh. Boner pills.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Erection enhancers, or referred to as swingers insurance.
And I think is
Viagra
pressure.
Is the layman's term for this.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's the Viagra pills. But yeah, I think the pressure, I think, sometimes to perform.
My goodness. Can you imagine?
Well, like, if you're in a swingers party, you're in an open room, you know, and there's loads of people watching you fuck, unless you're...
I can't even pee if someone else is in the room. So can you imagine trying to get a flipping erection when there's loads of people in the room?
I know, the pressure. But some people can, but then that's what they're there for. So it's just
performance. No shame.
No shame.
So we've covered what a bull is.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got the word clean, which obviously is a bit self-explanatory. So free of any STIs and being hygienically clean, which is absolutely top of the list.
Yeah.
Do you know there are people that have had to actually put that in their profile? I noticed that on Fab when I was on it, and it was like, you know, will only be with someone who's like clean and hygienic. And I think, what situation have you been in that you have to actually stipulate that on your profile?
Yeah.
That made me...
Yeah, I've seen that a fair few times as well. And it's just like, you would... Swing in 101, have a shower.
Or just life 101.
Before you meet. Before someone, you put someone's genitals in your mouth, make sure.
If you're going to meet up with someone, like, if so you had to choose between having a wash and shaving your legs, babes, wash. Have a wash.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Some men like hairy legs, you know. They can see past that, but no, nothing else.
Yeah.
This one, compersion? That's a new one on me. Often referred to as the opposite of jealousy, it is the feeling of happiness, joy, pleasure, or arousal created by seeing your partner experience happiness, joy, pleasure, or arousal.
I mean, yeah. So then we've got consensual non-monogamy, which is also referred to as CNM. Mm-hmm. And that is an umbrella term for relationships in which all partners give explicit consent to engage in romantic, intimate, and or sexual relationships with people outside of their core relationship. So most swingers practice emotional monogamy and sexual non-monogamy. And this just falls under the umbrella of CNM.
I have seen it as well, be referred to as E&M.
Ethical
non-monogamy. But I think the swinging community is kind of, and I think this is apparent in consensual non-monogamy, dropping the E, because it saying it's ethical makes it sound like it's wrong. Do you know what I mean? Because if you, shouldn't really talk about this, ethical slaughter.
Oh, that's deep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably not one for the podcast, but I think this is the thing. It's seen as a negative. So actually, I think they're dropping the E and making it consensual because it.
And I think the word consensual, when we're talking about the sex, anything under the umbrella of touching, kissing, you know, like anything under the intimacy umbrella, consent is such a powerful word to be used. I think, the word consent is so very, very important. So maybe that works better.
Yeah, I think so. So I think cuckolding. And I think we're going to do an episode on this, haven't we? We've got someone lined up. So keep... Tune in, stay with us. We will be talking about
that. We're going to get that cuck on here.
We can't wait for it. So so basically, it's a fetish or kink most often referring to a man who receives sexual pleasure from seeing his partner receive sexual pleasure from someone other than him. So typically, the cuck is the submissive and his partner is the dominant. So it's not always the case, but typically. Often, cuckolding involves the observing partner, known as the cuckold, who doesn't participate, being present in the room while they watch.
Yeah.
But they could also observe by being sent messages or photos of what's happening. Cucking is a variant of masochism, so where the cuckold derives pleasure from being humiliated. So typically the person whom the cuckold's partner is engaging sexual activity with will have more dominant traits than the cuck, i.e. larger penis, larger stature, you know, buff, good looking, that type of thing. Cucking is different than hot wifing and is not seen much in the lifestyle compared to hot wifing.
Yeah.
Because I think it is more of a kink. And I think
quite a specialist kink, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the way men are, the toxic male trait, that men should be strong and, you know, all of this and...
Well, we're breaking through those barriers day by day, aren't we, as a human race. But I just, it's interesting because it says on there that it's typically refers to a male, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I've had situations where I've been messaged because the woman gets off on watching her husband, the female.
Yeah.
So I think
I'd get off if I was in a partnership, and I think if we were in a swinging relationship, I honestly think I would get turned on by watching, by instructing, and then participating.
Yeah.
I really would. Yeah, and that's something I'm looking to explore.
But I just think, so with cucking is referring more to the male, then that means that a female the name for a female is open, and we can make one up.
There might even be one. We're only on.
Oh, we're taking submissions if anyone wants to have a go.
We're only at sea. So D&D free, DD free, DDF, drug and disease free. So that can, you can sometimes see that on swingers profiles, yep, dating apps, which again, you know, hopefully everybody is, but just be sensible, be safe.
Yeah. Dominant. Mm-hmm. Dominate this one.
Yes.
It's the opposite of submissive.
Yeah.
Person who plays more of an authoritative role in a relationship. Well, not even, it doesn't even have to typically be a relationship. Sometimes it can just be a more dominant role in a sexual scenario.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bit of role playing. Person who calls the shots. The term is more often used in the BDSM community, but can play a part in the swinging community as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got some abbreviations here. We've got DP.
Oh, love a bit of DP.
Double penetration.
Yep.
Simultaneous anal and vaginal intercourse. DVP, double vaginal penetration.
So what is that, like two dicks in one vagina?
It's the act of the vagina being penetrated with two things as one.
Oh.
Such as two penises, two dildos, which I have had done to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's very tight. I've had a penis and a dildo and two toys at the same time.
Oh, that is painful.
Yeah, you've got to be very turned on and very, very... Yeah, but it can happen. They stretch. So it's not commonly practiced in the lifestyle, but I think again it's more of your kink, isn't it? It's not necessarily swinging related, but
if you think that hurts, then you've got DAP.
I've not done this.
Double anal penetration.
I don't know if I'm brave enough
so that
to
is
do that. Yeah.
Two penises, two dildos, or one of each in your anus. Also not commonly practiced, apparently, the lifestyle. That does, like, for me, sounds horrendous. But, you know.
Should we do FMF?
FMF?
Yeah.
Please.
Because, again, that's banded about a lot. So it's a sexual threesome, including two females, one male. And in some cases, this acronym indicates that the women will not play with one another, as opposed to an FFM.
So this is FMF, female, male, female.
Yeah.
And then you have FFM being female, female, male.
Yeah. So that then moves on to a sexual threesome, includes two females, one male. In some cases, it indicates that the woman will play with one another as well as a man, as opposed to an FMF. But again, it's saying it's not a universal thing, so... I think check if you see people are into that, what their dynamic again, it's all individual. Just make sure everyone's on the same page.
I think I was thinking before about this as well, about dynamics, because when I was getting approached by this on Fab about threesomes and stuff, knowing the dynamics and the boundaries and stuff was really important to me, because I didn't want to be put in a really uncomfortable situation.
No.
No one does, like, especially when you're the one that's kind of the anomaly or the one that's not part of the couple.
Mm.
You don't want to be there and suddenly, like, the man's in the corner rocking backwards and forwards crying his eyes out, or the woman's throwing her wedding.
You don't want a drama. You don't want drama.
No.
I think the next one, really, that we should talk about is Hot Wife.
Hot Wife? We did a whole episode on this, thanks to Kaylee and her partner, Paul. Mm-hmm.
I think they're more Vixen and Stag, because they will... I think with their... Again, we'll get to that. Their dynamic is they'll both play together, play separate.
But she also does do the Hot Wife thing scenario as well.
She does do that.
He does love...
He loves getting... He gets off.
He tries to encourage her. He said on the podcast...
A little bit cuck, though, isn't it?
He's so funny, because she was saying she'd go on a vanilla night out with some friends, and he'd be like, go and get off with someone.
Yeah.
Go and get off
with someone. And she was like, I never do. And I'm like, neither do I. But then take me to a swinging club. I'm in my element.
Bless her.
So yeah, it's a married woman who has sex with men other than her husband.
Yeah.
That is it.
But then it does go on to say, sort of like, she'll tell him about it. There'll be photos and videos and, you know, showing off. And I think there is an element for the husband in that scenario that he is showing his wife off.
Yeah.
You know?
He's proud of it. You know, it's kind of like a, everyone wants to fuck my wife type thing.
going back to the threesome scenario, it kind of works the other way. So we have MFM, which is a threesome that includes two males and one female.
Mm-hmm.
And this acronym normally indicates that men will not play with one another, mm-hmm. as opposed to an MMF. I never knew this.
Exactly. It's confusing. It's, how do you know what order that means? But now you do. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Newbie. I love that little song there.
Oh, no. Bless him.
So,
Reasonably affectionate term that refers to one who is new to swinging, the lifestyle, or any aspect.
Or any aspects of it. So, parallel play.
Ooh.
This is sort of similar to the same room thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I quite like this. So it's two or more couples having sex with their own partners in the same bed or the same room, but with no swapping.
I think that is a great place to start.
Oh, yeah, that does interest
me. Because if you're shy and maybe you're not confident.
Yeah.
You know. And
just I think the thought of it is like real turn on.
Yeah. Now. Just watching somebody. Yeah.
Hearing other people. And
everyone loves porn. You know, why not watch a live porn? And you can do that whilst pleasuring each other. So. Brilliant.
There we go. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnection sex.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
I love like they've put this in. So it's sex with your partner after a lifestyle encounter. And it sometimes occurs immediately, or out of the presence of the others, and sometimes it is delayed until the next day or so. And it's sometimes referred to as reclamation.
Yeah. Yeah, reclaiming sex.
Mm. Yeah. However, since this term might be understood as ownership, in some sense of your partner, most swinging prefer the reconnection sex term, which makes sense. So I think we'll finish our list of lingo with the stag and vixen term. You do see stag and vixen pop up quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it's normally a term referred to a couple that will do the hot wifing scenarios, the cuckolding scenarios, and the soft play, and the full play, and the, you know, they're fully into the lifestyle couple, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that really takes us up to the end of Swinging 101.
Swinging 101.
Mythical creatures.
And don't forget, if anyone's got a really cool name for a female cuckold, we're all ears.
Mm, absolutely.
Make it mythical.
Yes. We'd want to hear some decent stories. So I think we're going to... Because obviously we said we're bringing something back, but we're actually bringing something new this week, aren't we?
What's that then?
Blushes, shite, joke of the week. Oh, dear.
You want a shite joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I feel put on the spot.
You can do it.
What do you call an old snowman?
Oh, I don't know.
A glass of water.
Oh, it's not bad. I kind of got it.
Sexy story time with Gush and Blush.
So back by popular demand is Sexy Story Time by Gush. And today, with permission, obviously, we have a Mr. Erotic Writing on Instagram. So his username is Mr._Erotic_Writing. And he posts some, as you can probably gather, erotic writing. And this is one of my faves that I have liked. So here we go. What did I tell you not to do? I asked. Come, sir, she replied with her head down. That's correct. And what happens when you misbehave? You punish me, sir. That's correct. Well done, beautiful. See, you can be a good girl, I responded. I took her left leg and strapped it to the spreader bar, then her right. Next, I took her arm and cuffed it to the bed head, followed by the other. No words were said. I blindfolded her, applied the nipple clamps with a chain link and placed my hand over her rapidly dampening knickers. She lay there softly breathing, relaxing into her punishment. I moved down alongside her and said, you are mine. Good behaviour shows you want my attention. Bad behaviour shows you need more training. I took the nipple clamp chain and pulled on it. She moaned as her nipples were stretched away from her. I softly flicked each one. Ouch, came the response. I flicked more. More moans followed. I'm going to flick until they come off, I said. Flick, 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 and then one big flick to each pop them off. Her nipples stood erect and slightly red. I leaned in and said, what comes next, beautiful? You know the process. Nipples, arse, mouth, sir, she said. That's correct, beautiful. Well done. Well done, Mr. Erotic Writing. That was very sexy indeed.
And my favourite is nipple play.
It was, yeah, nipple play. Nipplegasms are the one.
Just for the win.
Ooh, toy review.
So this week's toy review, how exciting.
It was.
It was. So you are on a pegging journey.
Pegging journey, yeah. It's now been twice, and I'm sure it will be a lot more because I really, really love it. And I actually came last time as well.
Congrats.
But not as you would expect it. So,
do tell.
So I got the Desire Luxury Rechargeable Strapless Strap-On Dildo Vibrator. Bit of a long name there. Ooh.
Bit of a mouthful
from Love Honey. Yeah. And I thought, well, because obviously I tried my harness and nothing actually went in. I did still enjoy it, really, really turned me on. But I thought, well, I need something in me, you know, a bit of vibrations. That's what's missing. So the key features to this vibrator are luxurious double-ended strapless strap-on dildo for thrilling couples play. It's got a pliable rabbit ears, which caresses the wearer's clitoris. For scintillating? External thrills. Explore choice of 8 patterns of vibration and a whopping 12 speeds. Fully waterproof. So that's what's, you know, got me in as well. Fully waterproof for use in the bath or shower. Comes with a luxurious lockable storage case, which the toy can be charged discreetly. So that was quite nice little touch. It's quite posh, quite posh. So it just says in the description, if it's strap-on action you're after, then look no further than the Desire Luxury Strapless Strap-On, double-ended for shared fun. It's made from premium silicone features and a poseable pony for the perfect angle and fit and the bunny ears for clitoral bliss. The strapless strap-on is held in place by the wearer's cuticle muscles by inserting the shorter of the two shafts, aka the pony. Tilt the pony to find the best fit and angle that works for both partners and explore the full range of vibration speeds and patterns. I'm laughing and you'll know why soon. For the best experience, always slather your toy with your favourite water-based lube prior to your play. Desire is a collection of luxurious sex toys expertly designed by Love Honey. So for one thing in mind, ultimate sexual happiness.
Okay.
So yeah.
Did you achieve ultimate sexual happiness?
No.
Oh.
No.
I wasn't expecting that answer.
No. I put it in.
Mm-hmm.
I was very wet before I did. And okay. I think there was probably lube on there and obviously covered on him. So I put it in. I might not have angled it properly. I don't know. But I put it in. I went to try. And it just didn't stay in. I don't know whether me pushing against him was pushing out. The angle was wrong. I don't know. Or maybe the position was wrong.
Is it because you've got a massive vagina?
No. It's definitely not. I may have been DP'd, but no. It's not as a rule. No.
No, I've actually got a very tight vagina, actually.
Yeah, and it's like for the receiver, so it's 5 inches of insertable length with a 4.25-inch circumference. For the wearer, there's 4.5 inches of insertable length, so they get more. And there's a 4.75-inch circumference.
It's weight is bad, though, isn't it? Because
it's quite heavy.
You're putting one end of it in, but obviously the other end of it's quite heavy as well. So
And then you're trying to thrust and, you know, get an arsehole that's not.
Can you
really
not put it in?
Have
you got a harness, like a strap-on harness?
That's something maybe to try.
That might be the next thing on your list.
Yeah. I have got a strap-on harness, but I don't know whether this would go into the strap-on harness. So I think it might just be for dildos, but.
That's kind of what you need. You need like a harness
that can hold.
That can hold a double-ended dildo.
Yeah.
Maybe we should design one.
Maybe we should.
The Gush and Blush. Watch the strap-on extraordinaire.
So yeah.
What did Peggy C think of it though?
We were just like, oh, should we put the other strap on? And it was like, yeah. It's like, so we did that. But then I had the G-Spot bullet toy. Ooh. From Love Honey inside me.
That is good. Time. I like that one.
So that was being held in by the harness.
Okay.
And then I was obviously fucking him with the usual dildo attachment and
mutual pleasure.
Yeah, very quick orgasms again, very long drawn out. And the second time I actually came as well at the same time, which is very strange.
Oh, such a turn on.
Bit of a weird feeling.
Coming together is just like next level intimacy.
It is just there's just nothing better than you can just both have like
But your splash blanket's getting so much use at the moment.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's in the wash. It's not bad. Yeah,
it's in the wash constantly. If any of our listeners would like to purchase their own splash blanket, we still have our discount code, which is SWINGHERS, and put yours to the test. They're very good.
Very good.
You can vouch for that, can't you?
I can vouch. Definitely. We need to get more.
I did see the Instagram post today, and it's like, your nan looking down at you from heaven in pure disgust that you're using her crocheted blanket to squirt all over.
Yeah.
So don't do that to your poor nana's memory.
No.
Get yourself a splash blanket.
That's it. Don't. Yeah, that's it. Oh, dear. So next week's episode, then.
We do have a long-awaited interview. It has been delayed because of me being under the weather.
Yeah.
So apologies. But next week, we are going to do the interview, even if I've got to do it from a hospital bed.
That's it. Still, there's a way.
It will be done.
I will turn up with a laptop and microphones.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Don't mind me.
Well, that's the end of episode 7.
Mm.
It's been good.
Yeah, it has.
Learned a lot.
Yes. Educational.
It has been.
As always.
Anyway, guys, have a really good week. Have fun. Play safe. Thanks for swinging by.
Bye.